The Indiana Pacers Bike Share Program plans to roll out over 23 new stations in Indianapolis neighborhoods this summer. The expansion is largely funded with a federal grant and represents the program's first major growth since its launch in 2014. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with the executive director at the Indianapolis Cultural Trail, Karen Haley, about the aim to increase cycling in high-demand areas.
We received thousands of points of public feedback and comment over the past almost year and have settled on our final station map and are excited to bring bike share to more places in downtown and outside of downtown to new neighborhoods and different destinations.
So what does that expansion look like? What does it entail? You talk about new neighborhoods. How big of an area is that going to be?
So the federal funding that we have to expand the bike share program allows us to expand in the downtown where the current system is. So we'll have new stations added along the cultural trail in the downtown core. But then it also allows us to expand to near downtown neighborhoods. So the 16th Street corridor will have some bike share stations. The Near East Side will have bike share stations. The Near South Side will also expand using the city's wonderful trails and greenway system to expand to other areas of town like Garfield Park, Broad Ripple, and the Monon, the Near West Side, Riverside Park, and also near the Midtown area along the Central Canal towpath.
So obviously there was a need to get more of these stations because you have a lot of people wanting to ride bikes downtown.
We do. We have a really unique situation and a great opportunity with the cultural trail that we built the system around the trail. That's where most people are riding bikes anyway. So with the bike share program, you're just making bikes publicly accessible for anyone who wants to use them. So anyone can get out and enjoy the cultural trail, use bikes as a way to run their errands, to get exercise, to get to and from meetings and commute to work. So by expanding outside of downtown, we're bringing that service. And really, it's something that adds to the quality of life in Indianapolis that we're able to add bike share as a way for people to use bikes outside of downtown. Again, Broad Ripple, Monon, Near South Side, 16th Street, Riverside Park, a lot of places where we've got great growing neighborhoods, and now we'll have bikes there for people to use for their personal use.
Is there like a membership option, or how does the pricing structure
work?
Sure.
So you walk up to a station if you're just out and about and you swipe a credit card and then say which bike you want, and out it pops. That's $8 for a day pass. That gives you unlimited 30-minute trips within that 24-hour period. What the best option in town really is the annual pass. And so that's $80 for a year, unlimited bike share trips. And that's what most of our residents have. Most of our visitors to town are the ones who purchase the day passes, and most of our residents have that annual pass.
What do you think you have more of, residents or out-of-town visitors?
We have most of our trips come from our residents. I mean, people who use bike share and include it in their life, they use it every day. They use it 2-3 times a day. They use it year round. We had someone who rode 200 miles between December and January this past year on bike share bikes just in downtown. So our residents are the ones who ride the bikes the most. We actually have more people using it from a visitor standpoint. So it's about a 60-40 split. 60% are walk-up users, and then 40% are annual pass holders, but the annual pass holders put about 70% of the trips on the bikes.
Well, definitely it's getting to be great weather to be outside on the bike.
We had our highest ridership weekend this past weekend in the past year. So yes, spring is here. Everyone's coming out and riding bikes and getting exercise, exploring with friends. It's been great.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That's the executive director at the Indianapolis Cultural Trail, Karen Haley, speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.